Good day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination podcast for power generation discussions. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics both helpful and interesting. There are several ways that you can interact with the show. You can send us an email at powerbytes, that's B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Please remember to subscribe if you enjoy your time with us today, wherever you happen to listen to your favorite podcasts. In these most uncertain times, we're all looking for things that bring us a sense of stability and confidence. Today, we are going to be talking about why Caterpillar's customer value agreements can help. Joining me today from his home in Dubai is Andrew Haroon. Andrew has a master's degree from Purdue University and has held a number of positions around Caterpillar during his 16-year journey with the company. Thank you for joining us today, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Lou. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about some of the services we offer our customers to help support them.
So, Andrew, let's start at the beginning, because I've always called it a service agreement. We've heard terms like LTSA, long-term service agreement. Why has Caterpillar moved to customer value agreement? What's really changed?
Traditionally, CSAs, so customer support agreements, were comprised of essentially a physical action, such as fixing a genset or selling a part. They were very event-driven with a focus on parts and labor. With CVAs, the focus is on what we deliver, so a customer outcome, if you will, such as hassle-free maintenance or engine protection. It's life cycle driven with a focus on value promises, selling customer parts or parts and labor. So we moved from the traditional product support focus on parts and labor to value-added capabilities that support customers at new asset delivery and across the life cycle.
So the V has significant meaning to a user and really should be seen as a differentiation to just standard contracts one might find around the industry. That makes perfect sense. Let's talk a moment about the sense of hassle-free ownership, if you will. Has CAT put tools in place to put the user in control of their maintenance and their repair schedule?
Yeah, we have recently completed the development of the CVA offerings, which provides three levels of offers for our electric power customers. Those depend on how involved the customers want to be with the maintenance and repair of their assets. So all three levels have the same value promises, which are hassle-free ownership and maintenance, peace of mind from the equipment health management, and the security of expert dealer support.
That's a really great idea, Andrew. Many owners that I've talked to over the years would much rather be focused on their business than anything else. Let's talk for a moment about parts and parts availability.
We continue to invest in more parts distribution centers around the world to help minimize the lead times for our customers to receive their parts. We also continue to refine and improve the processes we have in place with our dealers to help maximize parts availability for our customers. Obviously, when an asset is covered by a CVA, visibility to upcoming maintenance and repair requirements can help with planning and preparation. We also know that our products are reliable and are built to be rebuilt. With that, we have assets that are many decades old running in different parts of the world, and we continue to supply parts for those units. I'd like to also mention something that we are very proud of related to parts availability. Caterpillar has 21 distribution centers around the world, and we ship 99.5% of orders on the same day the order is received.
Andrew, those are some really impressive numbers. Wow. What about expertise and proximity to trained technicians?
We have a dealer footprint that is second to none, and that is one of the main advantages we have in doing business with Caterpillar. We have dealers operating in some of the most remote, as well as in some of the most populous locations in the world. Locations where hardly anyone operates, and that is to help support our customers and keep their units running. Whether you're located in Beijing or Boston, we have a dealer close by to care for your power generation needs.
Andrew, what tools are available to help users see when their units might need service or might be, say, having an issue?
CVA tools help us and our customers monitor their assets and lower the risk of issues occurring. We have many different digital tools in our tool belt to ensure our customers' operations stay successful. So these tools range from a digital inspection app, preventative maintenance alerts, to having access to real-time asset insights such as asset hours, location, fault codes, fuel burn, battery voltage, and more. And this is where connectivity comes into place, because connectivity gives us and our customers access to real-time information, helping us prevent failures from occurring. Whether the customer owns a unit that runs in a prime application or a unit running in a critical standby application, there is a significant cost savings due to the reduction of after-failure repairs as well as the cost of downtime.
Do you have examples of how a CVA and connectivity benefit a customer?
Yes, you might have heard Maggie Kramer's podcast earlier this year on connectivity through Cat Connect Remote Asset Monitoring. We work closely together to use all the tools we have to help manage these CVAs for the customer. One of our Cat dealers in North America smartly connected their customer's genset with Cat Connect, as they also maintain it. And through an alert sent by Cat Connect, the customer was proactively contacted and informed that their genset started during a localized power outage. The customer wasn't aware of the outage, giving the customer and senior executives confidence their business operations were secure. And thanks to the dealer, the maintenance and design of the system, the genset did what it was supposed to do to keep the customer's business operating effectively and seamlessly.
You know, in the end, it's really about dollars. Users really want to know how they can save money and plan a consistent budget for operating their facility. Can the CVA help by creating a budget that helps to eliminate surprise expenses over, say, months at a time?
Absolutely, Lou. I mean, our units are usually running in critical applications, and it's our duty to support our customers and help them minimize their owning and operating expenses. Within our hassle-free ownership value promise, flexible payment terms will allow customers to spread the cost over the term of the CVA agreement, helping them manage their cash flow more effectively. By having a CVA on their asset, the customer can be assured of gaining the maximum uptime from their engine, saving them time and money in the process and allowing them to concentrate on what they do best.
Well, there you have it, folks. I'd like to thank Andrew Haroon for sharing his insights with us today, and thank you, our listeners, for listening to Power Bytes. For more information on this and any of our podcasts, contact your local Cat dealer or visit us at cat.com. If you'd like to suggest other topics or have feedback for us, please share them with us at PowerBytes, that's Power, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Till next time, thanks for listening to PowerBytes and have a great day.